As here comes Ask for Madziri.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am so excited to be here today, especially sharing the word of God. As I was given a theme, I really enjoyed it. I am a father of one wife, the smiling machine, and five children. Both are musicians. All of them are musicians. My wife is an intercessor, and I think I'm a preacher. My father taught me some years back when I came into the United States of America in 2001, my first time coming in here. It was just a day, a few hours before the towers, and I never thought I was going to come back again. But one thing I was taught in relation to the theme that we are talking about today is walk softly and carry a big stick. And for some years, I've practiced that, especially leading such a big denomination, walking softly. But as you are walking softly through the jungles and through so many areas, you need to carry a big stick. As I was reading this story about Jacob, a lot of things came into my mind. And just beside looking at the scripture in Genesis chapter 32, I was also looking at the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, and from verse 2, which says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter." And when I was thinking about this scripture, the glory of God is in hiding things. And why would God hide things for me? If he loves me, he should just give them to me. But the scripture is saying it is the glory of God to hide something. And it is the glory of the king to discover that which God has hidden. And you ask yourself, why would God hide something for me, really, if he loves me? And I think he has hidden leadership. To some people, there have been prophets, some prophets has been done on you, that you are a leader, a great leader. Yes, it has been done, but you need to discover it. It is hidden. And when you read the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 3 to 6, it says, "Blessed is he that readeth, and that they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace. For him which is and which was and which is to come, from the seven spirits which are before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten from the dead, the prince of kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." Listen to this. "And he has given us, he has made us to be kings and priests unto God his Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever." I like the part which says, "He has made us." It's like he has just brought us, and we just come to be kings, and we have just come to be a great people. He has made us to be kings. Yet you understand the book of Proverbs, which says, it is the honor of God to hide a chair. And the chair is hidden in a tree. So it is the honor of kings to discover a chair that is in a tree. But for a chair to come out, The tree has to be broken. You can't just discover a chair and see a tree and say there is a chair. There's got to be a chisel that is going to work. There's got to be an axe that has to cut it down in order for the chair to come out. And otherwise, in order for you to sit on a chair, you must discover it in a tree. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. How amazing it is that a tree has to be chopped. It has to break down. It's like the person who is going to be cutting a tree, who is preparing a chisel to cut out a sandpaper. You see, and everything that is needed to bring out a chair is like he is being rude when he's cutting up down a tree. But unless that tree is broken down, unless that tree is cut down, you cannot bring out a chair. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. God is all-knowing. He's omnipotent, omniscient. He knows everything. Praise the name. He knew that you, one was going to be an engineer one day. But you don't just become an engineer. In order for you to be honored, to go through the graduation, you have got to discover the revelation of what is it to be an engineer. Yet God knows everything. You know, when Adam was in the Garden of Eden, he didn't need a university. He didn't need to go through a college. He knew everything. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But in order for you to be an engineer, you have got to spend some nights reading, searching, breaking down, sometimes even thinking that I'm going to give up because it would be too difficult. What am I saying? In order for you to be an engineer, you must be chopped. Yeah. You must break down. You don't just come to be who you are. You have got to discover what it is to be an engineer. Do you think God is not a mathematician? Do you think God is not a scientist? Do you think God doesn't know what is happening in North Korea? And he doesn't know what is happening in Zimbabwe, in some countries. He knows, but he's waiting for kings. He's waiting for those who want to be honored. The honor of God is in hiding things. The honor of kings, it does discover that which is hidden, search that which is hidden by God. And I was reading this morning, I don't know whether I'm going to be preaching homiletically. My teacher is here who taught me homiletics. In the book of John chapter 12 verse 24, which says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit." Now when you are talking of a bread, you are not talking of one seed of wheat. They have to be many. But before they become many, one drop, one seed of wheat must be buried. If it is not buried, then you are not going to be talking of bread. Now, how hard it is that in order for me to eat bread, the ground must be broken, first of all, and a seed must be planted, and it has to be covered. In order for it one day to break the sand, to break the sand that has covered it, praise the name of the Lord, it has to crack underneath the earth and break the ground. Why cover it in the first place? Why doesn't a miracle just happen that wheat is just there and we make bread and we eat? But it is the honor of God to hide things. It is the honor of kings. It is honor of us on earth to discover that which God has hidden. And when it springs up, it has to break the ground. I like the part which says it must die. Yeah. It must break. And it's brokenness that is being brokenness. Yeah. is breaking. Yeah. And yet you are not breaking. Praise the name of the Lord. I enjoyed this theme when I was reading about it. That it's not only about a seed spring out of the ground, but that seed, in order for us to have bread, which Jesus says, I am the bread of life. It's like he just came to be bread, but bread doesn't come bread unless it has gone through the grinding mill. See, it has got to be, you have got to work hard back in the rural areas at home when we didn't have the grinding mills. You would take that wheat and put it into a small wooden that is made, and you start working on it. You have got to pound on it, work hard for it to crush. In other words, you cannot just eat it unless a corn of wheat falls to the ground. Unless you fall down, unless you come down, you cannot discover that which God has hidden in you. Praise the name of the Lord. If you are here, say amen. I'm excited. Just say to someone next to you, I'm excited. And today that I must discover that which God has hidden in me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am surprised of sometimes areas that you go through, what you go through to become who you are. And going back to the story of Jacob. Jacob was supposed to discover who he was. But Jacob was receiving everything in a silver platter. He was getting everything without working, without even a sweat. Jacob was not even crying to becoming a leader. You find in the first place, the prophecy was done when he was still in the womb. He was made the head when he was still in the womb. He came out knowing that I am the leader. It doesn't matter what was going to happen. He was already given to it was already given to him. And when he came out, the mother, you know, in every family, there are two parents, the husband and the wife, the mother and the father. The mother, Jacob had favor from the mother. The mother said, listen, I'll do everything. The mother gossiped to Jacob that I've heard your father talking about blessings. You don't need to work for those blessings. They are coming in now. And I remember in the scripture you find Jacob saying, mother, what will my brother say about this? And the mother said, listen, I am there for you. You don't need to work. I will prepare the food. All you need is to sit down and be ready, cover yourself, and then you get the blessings. The blessings were just coming without Jacob working on anything. And it's amazing that you find he had the mother, he had the heavenly favor, he had the mother's favor. And he got the birthright by doing nothing much except preparing a bowl of soup. And when Esau ate, automatically Joseph had the birthright. And when Jacob was blessed by the father, the blessings were not his. When the father was blessing Jacob, he wasn't blessing Jacob. He was blessing Esau. In other words, automatically Jacob had taken the blessing. He was asked by the father, who are you? And Jacob said, I am Esau. In other words, in the mind of Isaac, when he was blessing, he was not blessing Jacob. He was blessing Esau. And Esau, Jacob didn't need to do anything. He ran away for so many years, 20 years. He went and he went to Laban. It was very easy for him to get two wives. I was reading the scripture very carefully, and I discovered that Jacob never prayed. In the whole story, you don't find Jacob praying anyway. You don't find Jacob trying to discover from God who he was. He automatically knew who he was. And there are some things in our lives that come like tea in a microwave. Microwave prayers, microwave preaching, and everything. They just come easily. You don't need to work for them. And if you are going to preach, you just go to the internet and you download a message. Already you are on the pulpit, you preach, and Sunday is gone. I've said so many times to leaders in Zimbabwe that you need to trust your knees more than you can trust your head. If your knees are not powerful, your head will not bring something that is going to affect the lives of people. You need to trust your altar. If you are not going to go to be on the altar, a place of sacrifice, a place of dying, a place of confession, most probably you will not discover who you are. No, I was. Let me talk about Jacob. And when he left Laban's place, he went. He realized that he needed to go back and meet Esau. Remember, when he ran away from Esau, Esau wanted to kill Jacob. But now he's going back to meet his enemy. He is going back to the challenge that he ran away from. Sometimes it's not important to run away from the challenge. It's to face the challenge and discover who you are. And God will stand with you in that challenge. Remember when Hagar wanted to run away from Sarah. And he met an angel, and the angel said, go back and submit. Go back and break down. Go back and you must be broken. Yet you are not going to break, because it is at my command. There are some places where we go and we think I'm going to die, and you run away from the situation, you run away from the ministry, you run away from the call, because it's too difficult. You know, it's not math that you can join, it's not chairs that you can join, it's ministry that needs prayer, that needs hours of lying down on the floor. It needs hours of searching for God, even if things are right. It needs hours of saying, why is the church turning against me? Should I run away? No, you should not run away. You should seek God first and break down. When you are breaking, you are not being broken. God is working in your life. You know, I like the prodigal son. When he went away, he said, Father, give me. When he came back, he said, Father, make me. He knew he had gone without being mad. And now he needed to be molded. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, I like it when I looked, I was looking at the bricks which are just there. And there is a process that the brick has got to go through. First of all, you must dig the earth. You must prepare the soil. The same thing, you must throw it into the mold. Unless it is thrown into the mold, you cannot come up with a brick. The sand or the earth or the mud that didn't accept going into the mold is still being wasted down there. And you are treading upon it. But the earth or the mud that accepted going into the mold, it is a brick. It cannot come to be a brick unless it accepts being broken. Praise the name of the Lord. And I like it even when it became a brick. You look at the bricks that are there. They're half bricks and full bricks. You see, when a builder holds that brick, instead of just putting it there, sometimes he's so rough. He takes that piece of iron. He has got to cut it to the master's use. You are not like your brother who is seated next to you. Your ministry is not like a brother Asfa's ministry. It's not like a brother John, I called you. Bill's ministry. It is different, but you are being molded to the master's use. And you have got to accept to be cut. You don't need to say, why am I not a full brick? Because where you are needed, we don't need a full brick. You need a half brick. And it must be cut. It's like the owner is being rough to it. He is being rude to it. But it has to be cut. Sometimes your ministry needs to go through that difficult time. Praise the name of the Lord. But Jacob was ran away. And in the whole story, go and read it properly. He never prayed. But now he is planning like he has planned before. He is planning his tricks. You can succeed in your tricks, but one day you come down. One day you have got to bow. One day every knee shall bow down and every tongue shall confess.
Right, that's right.
One day you must break. If you haven't broken in your ministry, if you haven't come across the difficult times, if you haven't come times where you quit on your own and you reinstate yourself, you need to get through those times. If you haven't got to a time where tears just come down and say, what next? Where am I going? Where am I coming from? Why am I here? Why is it other people's lives are better than my life? Then you need to come to those moments, facing your own challenges. I'm praying for pastors. I'm praying for leaders who are in ministry. That at one time they must come to realization, to come to a point where you face your challenge. I'm leading a very big denomination, 1.5 million, 1.2 million people, 1,000 ordained pastors. It's not easy. You come to a position where other people need that position. They want to be there. But are you the right breed for that position? Why do you want to be there? Praise the name of the Lord. I realized some years back when I finished my training, I went into ministry. It was not as easy as all that. And I remember 4 years before I became president, I was just praying like an ordinary pastor. And I was shown a vision, driving a big truck, which has many trailers, which my leader was leading me. Had left and say it's broken down. But all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me in a dream and said, go and drive that car. And when I got into it without a mechanic come to repair it, it was going. And I didn't know what it meant. 4 years, I was waiting for the revelation of that dream. And I remember when John Dean and Pastor Terry King came, it was John Dean was saying, we're seated in the room and you are saying, I can see some letters coming and you are replying and it is letters going all over. I didn't know what it is. A few months later, you go for the elections when no one is expecting and when you are not even thinking that you are going to become a leader, you are elected. And I remember that day when I was elected, my wife was crying. She was sitting there and said, are you accepting this office? And because leaders were taking each other to courts, there was a lot of fight that was going on. In the afternoon, we just received a message of court's letter saying elections should not be held. When they were held, I was talking to someone in the afternoon and said, I feel sorry for the one who is going to take over the leadership. And in the evening, I am elected, I'm the leader. And when we're crying, looking at each other with my wife, say, so what? I said, look here, I'm going to resign. I've got a paper and a pen. And when I was preparing to write that letter, the elderly people were coming in and they said, we pray for you. And they were like strengthening me. I said, oh, they don't know what they are strengthening me. I don't need this. I will leave the church. But at night when I was asleep, then the Lord says, it is the honor of God to hide a thing. Leadership may be hidden in you. In your weakness. Remember what Gideon who says, you know, Father, you are saying I'm going to be a redeemer of those people. Do you know where I come from? Ah, my family is very poor. I come from a very poor background, a very poor clan, which is not counted, and say, God, you men of valor. God sees the value that is in you before you see it. God, he needs you to discover the valueness that is in you to redeem India. The valueness that is in you to go and save the nations that are suffering. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. And all of a sudden, night when I was asleep, then the Lord came to me. He said, I have chosen you to be a leader. And I want you to do three things. For the 15 years that I've been leading AFM, I'm just moving with three things. The Lord said to me, reconciliation, restoration, and reconstruction of the conference center. And I woke up. I said to my wife, God has spoken to me. God has said, it's him who has chosen. It's like the people have chosen me, but it is God who has chosen me. And he has said, reconciliation, restoration, and reconstruction. And I went and called all the leaders, the elders that were there, and said, I've got a message from the Lord. When we gathered, it was 14 of them, and we prayed. I said, God has told me to accept leading the church. All of a sudden, I didn't know one who was my leader and his deputy had a quarrel. They wanted to fight. And when we finished, they said everybody must go, and they asked me to remain. Think about it, the story of Solomon, when he had the two ladies. Yeah, how God makes you to discover that which is hidden. You know, it was like it was rude for Solomon to say, bring the child, bring the knife. I must cut the child in half. Only to discover that God was giving wisdom to Solomon to be a great man. And when they were there, they said, no, we had a problem. And when they shared the problem to me, it was like, I don't know how it came. It was like it just came automatic. I talked to them. In 2 minutes, they've reconciled and we are praying. And later then the Lord tells me, this is what I want you to do. I caused a quarrel in between these two people so that you could reconcile them. Praise the name of the Lord. Do not run away from your challenge. Sometimes God is calling you to be a missionary. And you say, where am I going to get the money? But you know, God is omnipotent. God is omniscient. God knows. He has got people that are only waiting for you to discover who you are so that they can release the money to go to Africa. They can release the money to go to Guatemala, to go wherever. It's waiting for you. Because it is the honor of God to conceal a thing. It is the honor of a king to discover that which is hidden. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Jacob didn't know who he was until he got to a place where he said, now I am going to meet Esau. And he hears Esau is coming with 400 men. So, and he says, okay, what am I going to do? He tried to do his tricks again. What does he do? The Bible then says there, he prayed and said, God of my father Abraham, God of my father, remember me, God of Isaac. When he had prayed, then he came with the trick. He said, okay, as much as I gave Esau a bowl of soup and he accepted, now I've got cows, I've got everything. I must divide my riches and then send it to Esau. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says he divided it into some groups. God was doing that so that Jacob, let me say, when he got the first blessings, he depended on the mother. Mm-hmm. Is that right? When he got his wives, he depended on his father-in-law. But now he needs to depend on God. There are times where you depend with your finances, you depend with your family, you depend with whatever is surrounding you. But you need to get to a place where you say, I must be alone with God. It must be me. It must be me on my knees, crying, talking to God. So, God, what do you want with my life? I was just telling Pastor Terking, and I said, this is the best time I've ever come to aim. Where me and my brother, sometimes we wake up and I'm on my floor. I'm crying. I don't know what I'm crying for. And I'm just feeling this burden. And God has caused so many things to come into my life, which I cannot share with someone. But I need God on my knees, because God has got everything for me. God has got everything for you. May I encourage a brother tonight. Maybe you came at this conference not understanding why you must be here. But can I tell you, God has got a special purpose for your life. This is the right time which must be here. And the Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. I like the moment where you are alone with your God. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. All of a sudden, an angel appeared. And you know, when I was reading this, Pastor Terking, I liked when Jesus went into the garden of Gethsemane and he with his disciples. The Bible says he went a stone throw away and an angel appeared. Sometimes when you are alone, when you are depending on God alone, that's when the angel appears. And an angel appeared. As much as he was strong, then Jacob got hold of the angel. He wrestled with the angel, until the time when the angel said, okay, you are too strong. I must break you, not to destroy you. You are broken, not to be broken. He breaks you, not to destroy you. But you must be broken. And soon as he was broken, then he said, oh no, I need the blessings. Why do you need the blessings, Jacob? Because you were blessed already. How can you ask for blessings because you are already blessed? When you were sending the inheritance to the division that you were sending to Esau, you said, this is what your servant has been blessed with. And now he's saying, I need more blessings. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen to this. When he wanted those blessings, then he must come face to face with reality. There are some times where you need to come face to face with reality. And he's asked, okay, you need the blessing. What is your name? Remember when Isaac was blessing, he said, what is your name? He said, I am Esau. Now he must tell the truth. When you got the first blessings, you didn't tell the truth. Now you are coming face to face with reality. You must tell the truth. Who are you? Can I ask someone who is seated here this afternoon that you must ask yourself, God is asking you who you are. Whose do you belong to? And all of a sudden, Jacob said, he didn't lie this time. He didn't say, I'm Esau. He said, I am Jacob. He said, okay, you are Jacob. You are no more Jacob. As from today, you are going to be Israel. Listen, if you read this, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 1, it says, it is me who created you, O Jacob. It is me who formed you. There is creation and formation. Sometimes you are a pastor who has been created, but you need to go through the formation. I was talking about a brick that is being molded. There is sand that is outside the mold, but there is sand that is in the mold. And it's all mud. But there is mud that has gone through the formation. Has God formed you to be who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Discover who you are. Sometimes you are right there unnoticed, just like David. A young man was unnoticed. He was only going to be noticed when he comes face to face with Goliath. And when he came face to face with Goliath, what did he do? He said, am only to discover. You are only going to discover who I am and who is with me. Can I pray for someone this morning? Can you pray for yourself that you discover who you are? And you cannot discover who you are, you know, when you are fighting with flies. You must come face to face with a giant that is bigger than you. A challenge that is bigger than you. A challenge that you cannot face. And you must break down. Come to your altar. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. When I was talking about the altar, I said, those stones that are thrown at you, welcome them. But don't throw back those stones. Build an altar. And when you build an altar, you get an answer to your life. Let me conclude by saying, Jacob, after being blessed, then he started going limping. You know, he came with his two wives and his servants. They are looking at him when he's coming from afar. They see there's a change in Jacob's life. He is not the same Jacob we know. He is not the same Asher that we know. He is not the same pastor that we know. People have looked down on you, but listen, you need to go on your own altar. The stones that were thrown into you, build an altar. Remember Hezekiah, when he was facing Sennacherib, and a letter had been written to him. He had made an error. Hezekiah had made a big error. Sometimes we have made mistakes in our lives, but we can only get repaired on the altar. We can only get broken on the altar and discover who we are. Hezekiah, he had sent away the gold of the temple, the silver of the temple, and everything had gone. And when Sennacherib sent his messengers with a letter, I like it when I read that Hezekiah took the letter and discovered that he cannot only, he cannot repair his own life. He cannot solve his own. He need to break. And he took the letter. He went on the altar and he laid there and said, "Oh God, you need to read this letter. I cannot read it on my own. Read it for me." And God said, "The battle is not yours. It's my battle." Someone, this morning, I have a message for you that the battle is not yours, but you can only discover it on the altar. Like I said, Jacob had never prayed, but this time he is wrestling. When his hip was broken, he fell down. And when you fall down now, your leg is weak. You can only depend on something else. And this time there is nothing to depend on except on the angel. The angel has broken you to come to your knees. Just before we go this morning, we need to be on our knees and say, "Lord, I have done things on my own. The things that I have, the knowledge that I have, the wealth that I have, everything that I have, I acquired by on my own means. But if I come to your knees, you break me, and you have got greater blessings than the blessing that I already have." Praise the name of the Lord. You don't have to be afraid of your enemies. Because when you go on your knees, when you break down, God is breaking you for the master's use. God is breaking you not to destroy you. God is breaking you to bring you up to another level. Probably you have exalted yourself. You know, I like it when Jacob is saying, "What is your name? Your name is changing from today." Then my Bible tells me in the book of Philippians, it says, "He, Jesus Christ, though he was God, he emptied himself. He came down, he broke down and said, I am going to come into the form of a servant." And the Bible says he was given a name. There is a name There is a name, and your name, not because you have exalted yourself, praise the name of the Lord. You know, I've gone through a certain experience that I cannot understand in probably a few months to come. I'm talking of standing down from leading the denomination, though they are persuading me, no, take another term, go for another term. I need not to go for another term because people are saying you are the best. You know, when people give you flowers, quickly take those flowers and go on the sun so that they dry up and you get new flowers. If you are going to be excited with the roses that they are giving at you and you say, I am the one. No, remember Herod when he said, I am the one. All of a sudden, sometimes you need to go on the sun and listen to God and say, Lord, I'm waiting upon you. Praise the name of the Lord. Just last year, a big problem was going through our denomination, fightings. You know, people were saying he must, I think they wanted to remove me from being a president. And one day when I was driving, for you to break down, you need to listen to God. Yes. You need to hear God's voice. Yeah. Don't hear people's voice. People will lift you up and put you up there. And when you're about to break, they will allow you to come down and you don't fall headlong. You fall backlong so that you can sit and be a lame person they are going to say, look at this man. He exalted himself and he fell. You don't die. You will be their image, their talk of the day. And when I was praying, I was driving with my wife and the word of the Lord came into me and said, listen, next year in April, if you pray from now, I remember it was in November, you must pray every day from now. Next year in April, when you get into May, all these problems are going to be over. Lord, they are going to be over. Can you see what is happening? Lord, you are not seeing, but it is his honor to hide the kingship of David in Goliath. Can you get it? The honor of, okay, let me say, the value of a thing is in the challenge that it faces. The price tag of David rose because of Goliath. And we started praying. Every morning we would wake up 4 a.m. We are praying. We are praying. And you know, people are taking to the papers. They are taking into the new. I remember the other night when I woke up, I said, my wife, I dreamt when we are seeing the police officers coming and we're just about to be arrested, but there is a senior police officer who just came in and he rescued us. It was like it's a vision. Some months later, it happened. People had planned a lot of things against me. They wanted me arrested. And all of a sudden, one day, a young man appeared and said, I want to confess. And it was end of April, like the word of the Lord had said. What do you want to confess? No, I've sinned against you. And I said, no, I don't want to talk to you. Go and talk to the secretary. He talked to the secretary. The secretary said, he is confessing of all what they've done. He is saying someone paid them $5,000 to remove you from your office. He is saying they've received a lot of money. We brought the young men to sit down to talk to us. And he was telling us so and so, people who are close to you, this one has been using. I said, can you confess these things in front of these people? He said, yes, call a meeting. And I'm going to say, we called for a meeting, we sat there. And when we were sitting, he said, young man, can you say what you were saying? He said, I was working with this one and this one. This one gave us 5,000. This one, we came to your house the other day and you gave us some drink, you gave us some bread, and we organized a meeting that we're going to dethrone this man. And you know, people, they just looked like that. I said, can you answer? They cannot answer. But I realized God was breaking me down.
Yes.
That the power to reveal your enemies to you is not yours.
Right.
It is God's. After that, people asked me and said, what are you going to do with these people? I said, nothing. I'm not going to do anything. Because it is God who forgives.
Yes.
If God had not revealed to me for that young man, or not convinced that young man to come and tell us, was I going to discover it? I wasn't going to discover it. Your answer is on the altar. Your answer is in breaking down. Accept being broken by the owner. He is breaking you for a purpose. Can we go on our knees this morning and cry to God? How many times have we failed? How many times have we said the battle is ours? How many times have we thought we should give up? We should leave it. Thank God for AIM conference. A conference that brings us to a place where of realization. A place where we can seek His face. A place where we can refuel ourselves. A place where God can refill you. Just take your moment. Just take your time. Probably, if you feel like going on your knees, if you feel like lying down, if you feel like getting into the struggle like Jacob and say, oh Lord, deal with my life. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus. Sometimes you don't have enough money. You are going through a difficulty with your family. You are going through a difficulty with your own church. Let this morning be a morning where you say, oh my God, I need you.